This is 89.1 WEMU, and we welcome you to a regular Thursday feature called Cinema Chat. I'm David Fair. I'm sitting alongside my co-host. He is the executive director and CEO of the Michigan Theater. And after 2 weeks working away, he is back and live and in studio. Thank you very much for being here, Russ Collins.
Absolutely. It's good to be here. Just got back last week from the Traverse City Film Festival, which was well done as usual. They have a great lineup of documentaries. Their feature-length films are kind of the stuff that we have already played
or at Cinematopia.
Cinematopia or just in our regular program. But it's a lovely, lovely setting, very well executed, and it's worth a trip up if you haven't been. It's pretty mobbed, and that's kind of fun.
And I had heard through the grapevine that actually the film festival could not have happened with you because many of the films that were to be featured were delivered to the Michigan Theater in Ann Arbor.
That's right.
Hilarious.
Some of the films got delivered to the State Theater in Ann Arbor instead of the State Theater in Traverse City.
That's hilarious.
That happens, and we all have to watch out for each other and look after each other, which we do. So that's the fun news of the week. The sad news of the week is Sam Shepard, at 73, has passed away, a playwright that was respected in the theater world and a movie star who was in lots of films, including The Right Stuff, Days of Heaven, Paris, Texas, just dozens and dozens and dozens of film. You mentioned a Patti Smith tribute to him.
She wrote one of the most beautiful tributes, heartfelt, sincere, but without hyperbole. It explained the man in about 2,000 words. It explained their relationship, and it allowed you to feel good about moving forward because they're going to be good moving forward. And what an extraordinary piece. We've posted it on the WEMU Facebook page, so if you haven't seen it and would like to read it, it's all there for you. Extraordinary piece.
Absolutely. And Jeff Daniels gave a very short tribute. Sam Shepard, a playwright's playwright, rest in peace. Ava DuVernay, George Takei. People just all through high and low and wide and
if they haven't already, they'll be dimming the lights on Broadway.
Absolutely, absolutely. Patty Cakes, which is a film that we're opening later this month and played during Cinetopia, starred Danielle McDonald, and she did a fabulous job, and it's led to another job, White Girl Problems, which is being directed by, it's exactly as it sounds, it's being directed by a woman who got her best recognition for Funny or Die, which Mike Farah, an Ann Arbor guy, is in charge of. So nice little local connection there. So anyway, lots of Hollywood news. I think that's all we need to do because we need to talk about an Inconvenient sequel, Truth to Power.
This is a decade after the initial Al Gore film, An Inconvenient Truth came out and completely changed the global conversation on climate.
That's true. And the reviews coming out of Sundance, my colleagues that saw it at Sundance said unequivocally, but it was the best film that they saw at Sundance. An Inconvenient Truth went over extremely well. Some of the predictions that took place during An Inconvenient Truth have come true, which means that they based it on science, and science usually works. Doesn't always work, but it usually works. And so this is a very, very interesting and compelling piece. It opens tonight exclusively at the Michigan Theater. So
yeah, that's going to be great. And when you talk about scientists, Dr. Henry Pollack of Ann Arbor,
yep,
a former U of M professor and author of A World Without Ice,
yeah,
a climatologist. Yeah, he was a part of that and was one of those recipients of the Nobel Prize that was awarded to Al Gore and his team for the original An Inconvenient Truth.
So
lots of Ann Arbor stuff happening.
Local connections and on the early break of the release. So go check it out, again, exclusively at the Michigan Theater.
A couple of good films still around, too.
That's right. If you haven't seen The Big Sick, go check it out. It's a romantic comedy about a Pakistani-born but American-raised aspiring comedian who gets involved with a woman that came to her set, but it his set of comedy, but it was true love, except she ends up in a health crisis, and there's encounters with his parents and her parents, and people really enjoy this film. The Big Sick, again, came like an inconvenient sequel, Truth to Power, came out of Sundance, so go check that out. Maudie is another film that people really like. We're not doing a lot of screenings of it right now, but it stars Ethan Hawke as a very reclusive and difficult guy who hires a housekeeper who's a woman that has her own kind of mental issues, but she's a really talented artist, and they actually forge a relationship that works, and her outsider art ends up being quite popular, and it's based on a true story. And again, audiences that I talk to really like Maudie, so go check it out. And then The Little Hours is just a fun, a frivolous, sunny summer film about three nuns in the 14th century. It's really kind of
bawdy.
It's bawdy. Not, you know, it's bawdy for sure, and it involves nuns, so that creates difficulty for some right. people. But anyway, it's a silly thing. Think Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Taken in the spirit in which it's offered, it's funny.
It's fun and funny. And then we have this Hitchcock series that's going on right now, and it's concluding before our end of summer classic series starts up again. But The Birds are playing this Sunday at 1:30, and then Marnie is playing on Tuesday
at
7 o'clock.
Neither of which I've seen on a big screen.
Tippi Hedren nice. Is in both of those films, and she was here a couple years ago as well to show Marnie. And look forward to seeing Steamboat Bill Jr., which is a silent film with live accompaniment, Wizard of Oz, Sing Along Mermaid. Those are all coming up in the weeks
to
come.
A lot to look forward. We'll talk about it.
That's right. And then our David Lynch After Dark series starts today with Eraserhead, which is a 60s classic.
Yeah, I love that movie.
And it's at 9:30. And then a week from today, Dune, which is based on the Frank Herbert novel, but it was very controversial when it came out in terms of did it work or did it not work? And that's going to be a week from today at 9:30.
We do have movies opening up at the multiplex as well, including one that has a particular resonance around here.
Yeah, very much anticipated film, Detroit, which is based on things that happened during the uprising in Detroit 50 years ago in 1967. The reviews on this have been very strong. It's a very tough film because it's about police misbehavior and murder of four black men at the Algiers Hotel. It's very, very tense, very intense, but the critical consensus is that Detroit delivers a gut-wrenching and essential dramatization of a tragic chapter in America's past and draws distressing parallels to the present. And so, again, the film is set in the middle of the chaos of the uprising, and there were very nefarious things that, that go on every day, unfortunately, today. But in that particular time, there was a kind of a police hit squad that went around trying to keep order. That was the logic of it, but in a very, very brutal and inhumane way. Catherine Bigelow is the director. You may know her from The Hurt Locker and Zero Dark Thirty. John Boyega is a star, one of the stars of the film, who is in the latest Star Wars film. He was also in an independent film that we did in Cinetopia 3 years ago before the Star Wars things broke out. He's a British actor, but you'd swear that he
was American.
Yeah, yeah, and he was in this.
It's amazing how they do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fans of Stephen King are going to be happy.
That's right. Dark Tower. This is a long-running series that people have been very much anticipating being turned into a motion picture. And it turns out that the director, Nikolai Arkell, has turned it into a sequel. So it's almost a sequel to the story that's already there. Idris Elba plays the Roland Deschain role, who's the gunslinger who's chasing after the Man in Black, who's played by Matthew McConaughey. So if you're a fan of the series, you definitely want to go check that out see how you think the story holds together as a sequel to the books.
And then Halle Berry's back on the screens. It's been a while.
Yeah, she plays a mom whose son suddenly disappears. She doesn't have a cell phone, so she starts the chase after the kidnapper. So it is a intense thriller that involves a lot of car chases.
A lot of choices to be made, but there are movies available to you, and we're almost certain that the big one of the weekend is going to be an Inconvenient sequel, Truth to Power.
That's right. We'll see you at the Michigan Theater for that documentary.
For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for joining us for this week's edition of Cinema Chat. Is it a presentation of the WEMU News Department, and it is heard exclusively on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta from Hollywood.